It's planting season, at least for those growing things like summer squash, beans, and cherry tomatoes. And we're seeing a change. Rather than buy already developed seedlings, which are more expensive, many gardeners are buying seed packets. It's a sign they want to start their gardens from scratch. And seed companies say they've seen an increase in orders since the economic downturn. Reporter Sasha Woodruff reports that it is easy to read the directions on these seed envelopes. The hard part is following them.
Rectangular dirt beds of chard and kale sit alongside trees filled with immature fruit in the community garden off busy Venice Boulevard in West Los Angeles. In the middle of the garden is a classroom, and that's where Molly Wine sits with a handful of students learning how to coax a seed into a full-grown plant. A black thumb has plagued her for a long time.
Yeah, I've been killing tomatoes, herbs, I kill it all. This is my first time actually learning how to do it right.
At the front of the classroom, Master Gardener Nancy Mills stands shaking a packet of radish seeds.
We hear seeds, here. But what do we know about seeds? And what do we do when we buy the packet?
Now, this may seem obvious, but Mills tells her students reading and following the instructions is key. People often get seduced by the images of voluptuous tomatoes or girthy eggplants, but Mills says they forget to space and water according to the directions. Too much bright sun can shrivel the fledgling plant, but overwatering does the exact same thing.
That means once you put the seed in the soil, it's 4 to 10 days before you will see the first two leaves.
Seeds are finicky creatures, but they have a charm that commercially grown plants just can't produce. Also in the classroom is 27-year-old Ben Adlin. He's inspired by rare vegetables gardeners can only find in seed catalogs.
There's more than one type of cucumber, which is something that I feel like I've only learned since trying to buy seeds and not just going to the supermarket.
Some of those less common varieties? German Schmorgerken, Indian Yellow, and Japanese Climbing. Adlin has also acquired a taste for rarer bean varieties like Good Mother Stollard and Rio Zape.
The more boutique-y type of beans are going to set you back like $14.99 a pound at some crazy, you know, health food store. Whereas, like, you buy a bean, you put it in the ground, it's kind of fun to watch this dinosaur crawl out of the earth.
A seed packet usually costs a couple of dollars and yields dozens of plants. By contrast, a couple dollars gets you only one seedling. So there's an economic appeal in addition to the culinary allure. Renee Shepherd has been selling seeds through catalogs and online for more than a quarter of a century. When she started, her business focused on flowers. Now vegetables make up a bigger part.
I have seen in the last few years, particularly since the beginning of the Great Recession, a tremendous change in the kinds of seed we sell. In fact, we sell 30% more vegetables than we did, say, 5 years ago.
Doesn't it smell wonderful?
It should.
The loam.
Oh, the loam. Feel the loam. It also depends on
which seed. It's so soft.
Back in the community garden, students are planting radish, chard, and bean seeds inside a cut-up milk carton. They water the soil, and even Molly Wine, with her black thumb, is optimistic.
I have high hopes for this garden. Actually, paying attention makes a big difference.
With a little time and patience, those seeds will take root. For NPR News, I'm Sasha Woodruff.